Buckingham Palace Connection, a five-part serial dramatised for radio by Ted Willis from his own novel, with Morris Denham as Lord Tremaine, Jeremy Clyde as Captain Tremaine, Joyce Carey as Lady Tremaine, Elizabeth Proud as Meg, Bob Sherman as Major Story, Sean Barrett as Colonel Kasakoff, Hayden Wood as Nikolai Dukov, and Ted Willis as himself. Part 4, The House of Special Purpose.
That was a marvellous dinner, Lady Tremaine.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Does it all herself, you know. She's always been a superb cook.
Not always, dear. There was a time when... Well, we won't go into that now. I leave you two men to continue your talk. And don't overdo it, James. Don't tire yourself too much.
I should say that he doesn't do that.
You find the story interesting, Lord Willis?
That's hardly the word. It's absolutely fascinating.
Good. I'll say good night, then.
Good night.
And I'll see you in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, dear.
Good night, my dear. Well, we might as well make ourselves comfortable in the armchairs, don't you think? That's better. Now, where were we?
Well, we'd reached the point where you and Colonel Kasakov had arrived on the outskirts of Ekaterinburg on the last stage of your attempt to rescue the Tsar. You were disguised as Soviet partisans.
Yes, that's right. And we were fortunate in that one of Kasakov's officers, Captain Paul Samarin, was a local man, knew the town well. So we decided to bivouac for the night in an old monastery, and Paul Samarin led the way.
You're sure it's not occupied, Paul?
I can't be absolutely sure, of course. After the monks left, it was used as a Japanese trading post. But then the Japs left also. It remained empty. Ah, you see the white villa over there, just beyond the trees.
With the red flag flying from the flagpole?
That's the one. That was our house. That's where my family lived each summer. The monastery is just ahead, beyond the copse.
Wait! Halt the column!
Halt!
Listen, Paul. Why are we stopped? Listen.
It's coming from the direction of the monastery.
Damn. But then it could be occupied.
Come with me, Paul. We reconnoitre. You too, Wojtek.
Yes, I'll come with you.
Hold it. There are two guards on the gate.
Well, stay here and keep your eye on them. I'll work my way around to the side by the wall. Take a look from there.
They're cooking a sheep. I can smell it from here. It makes me realize how hungry I am.
I'm starving. A few slices of mutton go down very nicely.
Well, perhaps you will be lucky. Who knows?
Wojtek, get back to the troop. Bring the men up quietly and get them stationed along the wall so that they surround the courtyard. And get four of them to cover the entrance to the monastery itself, just in case there are some more Reds inside.
Right, Colonel. There are about 18 men in the courtyard. A regular Red Army unit from the look of it. Their rifles are stacked.
Anyone in the monastery building?
I can't be sure. I didn't see the commander. He may be inside. And my guess is that most of the men are in the courtyard.
Then we ought to be able to pick them off like sitting ducks.
Oh, we need to take care of those two guards first. Quietly, without alerting the others.
How?
But leave it to me. I'll try a little bluff. Just be ready when I call you. Oh, what the devil is...
Shh.
Well, who goes there?
No need for the rifles, brothers. I'm a friend.
Where the devil did you spring from?
I heard the singing, saw the fire, so I thought I'd pop in and say hello.
What's your unit?
The 9th Partisans. Our main group is down by the crossroads. As a matter of fact, I was wondering if we could scrounge some provisions. We've had a hell of a day. I've got a couple of the men with me.
Where?
In the copse there.
Call them forward. Let's have a look.
Oh, Zaka! Paul! Come on out. It's all right.
Good evening, brothers.
Evening, Tavares.
Wait a minute. I know you from somewhere, don't I? Devil take it, yes! You're a Samarin, young Paul Samarin. I used to work for you. But I heard you were with the others, with the... What?
It's a trick!
Quick, get the...
But leave him, Colonel, leave him. He's unconscious, he can't do any harm.
Leave him.
The only good red is a dead red.
Ah. Oh, my God.
There. He won't wake up again.
The men are taking up position around the wall.
Right. We'll give them 5 minutes, then we'll charge the gates. You and Paul hide the bodies in the copse, Wojtek.
Yes, come.
Yes. You are shocked, Tremaine. Why?
Well, the man was unconscious. You cut his throat from ear to ear. And the look on your face, it was like a wolf.
I told you, I hate them. I hate them all. One day, I will tell you what they did to my mother and my father and my sister. In Russia, there is no such thing as moderation. We do everything by extremes. Yes, I would like to kill them all, one by one. Lenin, Trotsky, all of them. I would fill the rivers of Russia with their bodies. But it won't happen. Your American friend, Major Story, he was right. The old Russia, the old sweet Russia. We shall never see her again. We, people like me, the old aristocracy, even our little father, the Tsar, we're finished. A dying species.
But when Story said that, you threatened to kill him.
He insulted the Tsar. But in other ways, Story was right. We clung to our old-fashioned, out-of-date world for too long. We built a high wall around our lives and did not choose to see or understand what was happening on the other side. A different sort of world is coming, and we are not equipped to live in it. As for myself, I have no desire to do so.
You're a hard man to understand.
Don't try. The greatest philosophers in the world have tried to penetrate the Russian soul and failed.
We're ready, Colonel. One shot from you is to be the signal.
What's the disposition, Paul?
We have 20 men around the walls, 10 to each side. 10 men are covering the rear. I've put 5 men to cover the main building and 5 back in the copse there to take anyone who might try to make a run for it.
Excellent. Did you tell the men there is to be no quarter?
There was no need, Colonel. They know.
Right. I'll fire the first shot as a signal, then you and I and Tremaine will charge through the gate. Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Hold your fire!
Hold it!
Hold your fire! Well, that was easier than I thought. Did we get them all?
Everyone, Colonel.
Anyone in the buildings?
Only those two. They seem to be the commander and his deputy.
Right. Get the mess cleaned up, post guards, and then tell the men they can have the sheep meat. I shall be back in the morning.
Where are you going?
We have certain allies in the town. It is necessary to contact them, urgently.
Well, then let's go.
Very well.
Did you hear that? Train whistle? That's the Royal Flush. She's arrived in Ekaterinburg.
The line is blocked, Major. They can't cross the bridge. I don't think we are welcome.
There's only one way to find out, Klaus. Give me that field telephone. Sergeant Kelly, Story here. When I shout, I want you to disembark your Marines and line them up on the track. I want the real McCoy, a guard of honor. Now, never mind who for. I want to show those guys what a real American Marine looks like. Right, Klaus. Take her up to the barricade. Real slow.
Heads, Bez. It's like going into the mouth of a lion. They have troops with machine guns and rifles all the way along the embankment on both sides.
Well, they would have, wouldn't they? There's a war. Now, listen, don't fret yourself. Like I said, we're neutral. We're Americans. And I got a piece of paper right here in my pocket, signed and sealed by Admiral Knight to prove it.
You are American. You are looking like an American. You are speaking like an American. It's not the same for me.
You are an American sergeant. No argument about that. We enlisted you, Klaus, remember?
I hope the Bolsheviks understand this.
Listen, if you get yourself killed, I personally guarantee that the government of the U.S. of A. will put in an official protest.
Oh, thank you. How do you say it? I am thanking you very much for nothing.
Okay, stop here, Klaus.
Right.
Here comes your commander. Just take it nice and easy. Hi there, comrade.
Who are you? What do you want?
The name is Story. Major Story. I'm American, and this here train is the property of the United States government. We want to go into town and rustle up some supplies.
My name is Dukov, and I'm the deputy commander here.
I must warn you that if this is a trick, it will cost you dearly.
Hell, this ain't no trick. Like I said, we want supplies.
Where did you come from?
Oh, long ways. From the east.
From Homs, perhaps, where the whites have their headquarters.
Oh, hell, we met all sorts on this trip. Whites, reds, and all the colors in between. But we're neutral. You know that Americans are neutral, don't you?
I have heard so.
Well, take a look. We got maybe 18 U.S. Marines aboard. One engineer, one fireman, and me. We ain't up to starting no war.
We'll look, I think.
Yeah, well, you do that thing. Okay, Sergeant, get your men off their butts and down onto the track.
Okay, you heard that. Now move it. Always, come on. Warm up along the track.
What is this? Come what on, are they doing?
Just want to show you an old American welcome, Commander. Would you care to inspect our detachment of Marines?
Klaus, I'm sorting this out. Nip along to the bridge and see what you can see.
Very well.
Well, Commander, everything okay? You satisfied?
It seems to be in order. Welcome to Ekaterinburg, Major. I will give the order to remove the barricade. You will excuse me. It will not take long.
Major!
What'd you see, Klaus?
They have wired the bridge. Under the center span. Enough dynamite to blow us to heaven.
Well, they'd have a hard time doing that with me. I reckon I'm headed in the opposite direction.
It's all okay now, you think?
Sure, we're in. Now the only problem will be how to get out.
There's a land that bears a well-known name. Though 'tis but a little spot, I say 'tis first on the scroll of fame. And who shall say it is not? 'Tis the star of the earth, deny it who can. The island home of the Englishman.
Are there any Bolsheviks in England, Miss Meg?
Oh, of course not, Natasha. We should never tolerate such people over there.
Then I think I would like to go to England.
Perhaps you will one day.
But we must go together. You and me and Misha.
And Collier. We must take Collier. Would you like to come to England, Collier?
Yes, little sir, if the good God would permit it.
You shall come, Collier. Oh, see who that is, Collier. Mm. Be careful. Children, quietly now, off to bed. I'll come to say prayers with you in a moment.
Yes, Miss
quickly,
Meg.
Off you go.
Come on, Rachel, upstairs.
Who's that?
Dukov. Nikolai Dukov. Oh. I wish to speak with the Englishwoman.
Let him in, Collier.
Yes, Missy.
Good evening, Commander.
Ah, you remember me from the woods when we were digging those new trenches.
Naturally, I remember you.
I like you with your hair down. It suits you.
Yes, I like it much better.
What do you want? It's getting late.
Oh, is this how you welcome guests in England? I come as a friend.
I'm sorry, I apologize. I have nothing to offer you except a little cabbage soup.
Oh, no, I'm not hungry. Tell me, did you learn to fire the little pistol I gave you?
I practiced in the woods.
I brought you some more ammunition for it. Here.
Oh, thank you.
I'll be in the kitchen if you need me, Missy.
Yes, thank you, Collier.
Now, hold out your hand and close your eyes and see what else God has sent you.
Really? You're always making jokes.
Oh, it's no joke. Here.
It smells like coffee. Real coffee. Oh, that's heaven. I haven't tasted real coffee for months. Oh, thank you, thank you. Where did you get it? Or shouldn't I ask?
It's American.
American? But how can...
You'll never guess. There's an American train in the station. I'm a sort of friend of the commander.
I don't understand. An American train here in Ekaterinburg? How did it get here? Why has it come? What sort of train...
Oh, wait, wait. You'll trip over your tongue if you ask so many questions. First, it came from the east, so I presume it will go back there eventually. Oh. They came into town for supplies. Imagine that. Supplies in Ekaterinburg. Oh, they'll be lucky to get a wagon load of coal.
I can offer you a cup of coffee now. Real coffee.
Oh, no. Keep it for yourself. In any case, I can't stay. I'm on duty again at 5 in the morning. I just thought I'd share my good fortune with you.
It really was very kind of you. I do appreciate it.
I'll say good night then, Margaret. You know, you should wear your hair down to your shoulders all the time.
Oh, it wouldn't be practical.
Perhaps not. But it would be better. You're a beautiful girl. You shouldn't try to disguise it. Good night.
Good night. Thank you again, Nikolai. Kolya! Kolya!
Yes, Missy?
Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear?
Yes, Missy.
But did you understand what he said? Did you understand? Oh, Kolya, Kolya, there's an American train at the station. It's the chance we've been waiting for. I'll go there in the morning. I'll talk to them. We'll go east. We'll all go. They can't refuse to take us. Oh, Kolya, it's like a dream come true. We'll celebrate. We'll have a cup of real coffee. American coffee.
It's getting dark, Colonel. There's a curfew. If we're caught on the streets without papers...
Not much further now. Down this alley and we're there.
Who are we going to see?
You'll find out. Look for a house with green shutters. The shutter to the right will be half open and a scrap of rag hanging from the top as though it had been caught there. It's a signal.
There, look.
That must be the one.
Who is that?
Mikhail Tambov.
Who wants him?
Zakhar Kazakov.
Zakhar, it is you, Zakhar, my boy. Let me look at you. Who is that you have with you?
This is Captain Tremaine, a special envoy from the British government. Huh? Tremaine, allow me to present my friend, Mikhail Rombert.
No, not Rombert. Here I am Mikhail Tambov at all times. I'm glad to meet you, Captain Tremaine. You have left it late, but not too late, I hope.
You received our messages.
Yes, we still have our friends. Your messages come through.
You have things prepared?
Yes, as far as is possible. I have identity papers and passes for you inside. Mm. They'll get you through if you are challenged.
Let us go in and talk.
One more moment. I have a visitor inside, an important visitor.
Who is it?
Don't worry, my lad. He is one of ours, one of our best people. He worked for me when I ran the special division of the secret police in Moscow. He can be trusted absolutely. Come in. Oh, by the way, do not be surprised by the uniform he is wearing. Sergo, our friends have arrived at last. Captain Tremaine, Zakhar, allow me to present Special Political Commissar Sergo Mogilov. But he came from Moscow 10 days ago. His assignment, which came direct from Lenin himself, is to guard the imperial family.
A political commissar?
Do not look so surprised, my friend. We have quite a few people working within the ranks of the Bolsheviks.
But this is a stupendous piece of luck. I mean, that they should have made you responsible for the Tsar. It will make our task that much more easy. I wish that were true, Zakhar.
Right, don't understand. If he's in charge...
Let me explain. It is a question of the local situation. The regional Soviet here is very militant, and Moscow is a long way away. My orders were to move the family north if the whites threatened Ekaterinburg, or if they are in any danger.
Why should Lenin be concerned for their lives?
He doesn't give a fig one way or the other. But for the moment, it is in his interest to keep the imperial family alive, as possible bargain encounters with the Germans and the British.
But the local Soviet do not see it that way. They want to execute the Tsar, all the family. They have removed the guard I placed on the House of Special Purpose and replaced it with their own men. And they have immobilized my special train. I have protested, naturally, but they simply ignore me.
So you see, my friends, the situation is as bad as it can be. The Tsar is threatened from two directions. If the White Armies storm the town, the Reds will almost certainly shoot the Tsar and the others simply to stop them being rescued. On the other hand, the Reds may not even wait for that. They could kill them in the next day or so.
Well, then we have to move quickly.
Have you got everything organized according to the plan I sent you?
It is all arranged.
Well, how soon can you put your part of the operation into action?
Oh, I should need at least 24 hours to warn our friends, mobilize the transport and so forth.
Well, then we move the day after tomorrow.
We may not have that much time.
Why do you say that?
There is a public meeting in the town tonight, called by the regional Soviet. They may well decide the Tsar's fate there.
Will you be present?
Of course.
Well, I think that Zakhar and I should attend also. You said that you have papers to cover us, passes and so forth?
Yes, they are here, but is it wise for you to go?
Well, if they take a decision about the Tsar tonight, I want to know what it is, how much time we have.
Then we had better go.
Wait, before we leave, tell me, how is his Imperial Majesty?
All things considered, he is well, brave and dignified in face of every insult, as you would expect. Mm. But I am concerned for his son, the Tsarevich. He has always suffered from hemophilia, as you know, and recently he fell and cut himself badly. The doctor arrested the bleeding, but it has sapped the boy's strength.
And the Tsarina and the four girls, the Grand Duchesses?
The Tsarina behaves strangely. I fear that the strain has disturbed her spirit. She spends much time alone in prayer. When one speaks with her, she is not always coherent. The Grand Duchesses have been brave enough, but, how can I put it, they have little privacy. They are under constant strain.
Sergo, the time, the meeting of the Soviet.
Yes, I must go. Captain Tremaine and Colonel Kazakov had better follow at a discreet distance. The meeting is in the Anton Chekhov Theater. If I were you, I should mingle with a crowd and sit at the back.
Where will you be? Later on, I mean.
After the meeting, I shall go back to my train. I'm living aboard.
Then, if necessary, I will call on you there.
Come. I will check that the coast is clear.
He is the one who wants to cut the Tsar's throat. Well, I'll cut his throat. Look at them. Look at the scum. The new rulers of Russia. They stink worse than the Bacona Mars.
Oh, will you shut up, you blasted fool? Control yourself. We'll all be done for.
It's hard to keep one's patience.
Just try, will you?
Comrade Commander Sablin has the platform.
Comrades! Brothers! I have just come from the southern front. I will not disguise from you the fact that our position is serious. Ekaterinburg itself is in danger. I make no bones on that score. Our Red Guards and volunteers have been fighting for days without sleep. Comrades, we need more arms. We need supplies. Above all, we need volunteers to hold the front. I call upon you to give everything to the cause of the People's Revolution!
Pledge themselves to work even harder.
Yeah! Yeah! The miners from the Bowling Pit will help to beat back the White Army. Yeah! Yeah!
The women of this town can load rifles. We can throw grenades. We shall join the struggle alongside of the men and die with them if need be.
Bravo.
Shut up.
At least they're prepared to give up their lives for what they believe. No, they're good people. They're good, decent people. Now, the tragedy is that it ever came to this.
Then stop talking and act. All go into the town, into the countryside, and mobilize every able-bodied person for the struggle!
Yes, I agree. I'm sure the meeting is with you. But before we close, there is one other important matter to deal with. As you all know, the Romanovs are... Comrades, thank you. As you know, the regional Soviet sent a request to Comrade Lenin asking that the Romanovs should be put on trial here in a
Ekaterinburg. No! Kill them!
What did you call them? Good, decent people. They're a mob, a rabble.
There's no disagreement among us. But these things must be done in a proper, organized, revolutionary manner. I propose that we give Moscow until noon tomorrow to reply. If we have no answer to our request by then, I further propose that the Romanovs be brought immediately before the People's Tribunal for Revolutionary Justice for trial and sentence. I declare the meeting closed.
Phew, it's a relief to get out in the street. It's like an oven in there.
It's worse, far worse than we thought. I'm going to the monastery to get the men.
Oh, now, ease off. Take it easy.
Take it easy. You heard what they said in there. We have until noon tomorrow, if that. I wouldn't trust them to wait that long. God in heaven, man, you heard them baying for blood like a pack of hounds.
Quiet. Patrol. Let it pass. Now, let's think this out quietly and carefully.
We haven't time for that. I haven't come all this way to be thwarted at the last moment. There's only one way now. Tonight, before it gets light, we'll storm the House of Special Purpose and pluck them out. I'll get one squadron to create a diversion while the rest make the assault. The guards will be half asleep. They won't be expecting us.
It's crazy. It's a recipe for disaster.
Look, my friend, you don't have to play any part in it. I hereby absolve you. I'm grateful for your help so far, but if you want to step aside now, I'll understand.
Listen, Zaka, listen to me. I've come a bloody long way, too, and I'm not going to stand back and let you mess everything up. Now, listen.
Do you want the Tsar and the others alive or dead? Because if you persist in this madness, they will surely die. Look, the first thing the guards at the House of Special Purpose will do when your Circassians go charging in will be to shoot down the Imperial family. Will not work, Zaha. It just will not work.
Have you an alternative?
Yes. We bring our plan forward. Instead of the day after tomorrow, we act in the morning.
But Mikhail said he would need at least a day to arrange the transport, to warn people.
Well, then he'll have to hurry things up, won't he? Listen, you go to see him now, tell him of the change, don't let him argue. Make certain that he has everything ready and in place by 8 a.m., not a second later. I'll go and see Mogilev on his train and warn him. We'll meet back at the monastery at 7 a.m., right?
Can it be done? Can it be done in time?
It will be done, Zaha, because it must be done. Now, hurry, hurry!
In The House of Special Purpose, Part 4 of The Buckingham Palace Connection, dramatized for radio by Ted Willis from his own novel, Ted Willis played himself. Maurice Denham was Lord Tremaine, Jeremy Clyde, Captain Tremaine, Joyce Carey, Lady Tremaine, Elizabeth Proud, Meg, Bob Sherman, Major Story, Sean Barrett, Colonel Kesakoff, and Hayden Wood, Nikolai Dukov. Samarin was played by James Windsor, Wojtek by David McAllister, Klaus by John Rye, Natasha by Lisa Hayden, Misha by William Booker, Tamborth by Alan Dudley, Mogilev by Nicholas Courtney, Gromyko by Cyril Shapps, Kelly by John Livesey, Guard by Spencer Banks, and The Woman by Christine Absalom. The serial's directed by Glyn Dearmond.